The first permanent global war crimes court starts work on Monday, and the Bush administration has until then to obtain measures exempting American personnel from prosecution. President Clinton signed the 1998 treaty creating the International Criminal Court in The Hague, but the U.S. never ratified it. And last month, the Bush administration formally renounced U.S. support, calling the treaty fatally flawed. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
U.S. officials and U.N. diplomats have been working for days to avert a showdown between Washington and its allies. The United States has made it clear that if protections for Americans cannot be obtained, the U.S. might pull out of peacekeeping operations. This week, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld once again stated administration concerns that Americans deployed abroad could be vulnerable to capricious, politically motivated prosecutions.
I'm not satisfied that military or civilian officials of this department or any other department of the government are going to be free of the potential activities of that court. That court is unusual in a variety of ways. It assumes jurisdiction over everyone, regardless of whether or not their country of origin has participated in the court.
The United States is trying to obtain a UN Security Council resolution that would exempt all UN peacekeepers from the court's jurisdiction. It's trying to put language in the Security Council's extension of the current peacekeeping mandate for Bosnia to exempt forces there. In addition, U.S. officials say they'll try to negotiate bilateral agreements that would protect Americans. Again, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld.
There is a provision in the treaty which permits countries to come to an agreement bilaterally that in this case, U.S. forces operating in their country would not be subject to the court and that they would not extradite people, Americans, to the court. And it's both civilian and military.
David Sheffer helped negotiate the treaty on the International Court as U.S. Ambassador for War Crimes Issues under President Clinton. He says he has no problem with negotiating bilateral agreements. The treaty provides for this. But Sheffer says U.S. efforts to obtain blanket exemptions through the United Nations send an ominous signal.
That the United States essentially is not only not going to be part of the court, but is going to wage a campaign against the court. And these appear to be the opening shots of that campaign, which I think is extremely unfortunate because the best way to protect American interests is to be part of this process rather than to literally oppose the court in this manner.
UN diplomats say the United States has virtually no hope of obtaining the necessary 9 votes in the 15-member Security Council to pass the resolution giving UN peacekeepers a blanket exemption. Even among traditional allies such as Britain and France, the U.S. faces opposition. Diplomats explain that the European Union as a body not only endorses the International Court, but has pledged to promote it vigorously. Robert Kagan is a senior associate of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, who is based in Brussels. He says the U.S. often is accused of being insensitive to European concerns, but in this case, he says, the roles are reversed.
The Europeans, understandably, are trying to set up an international legal system, which by definition treats every nation the same. The United States, however, is in an unusual position. It is the world's only superpower. Europeans and others rely on the United States to deploy forces overseas, so the United States is uniquely vulnerable, and I think Europeans need to take account of this fact.
But UN diplomats say that European delegates are unlikely to budge. Their constituencies will not allow it. The Bush administration seems adamant as well. Recognizing that, UN diplomats are very concerned about the outcome of this issue, what it might portend for the court and for UN peacekeeping. They say the talks will continue, through the weekend if necessary, in an effort to reach some sort of accommodation. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.